Hey guys, welcome to another mini-sode. Usually we drop longer episodes on Thursdays, but we thought we'd just talk to you for a quick 5 minutes today. So Katie and I realized that we spend way too much time on the internet and we're always seeing cool stuff, and so we want to impart some of that wisdom to you. So up today, we want to talk a little bit about Instagram and cool ways to interact with your audience.
Yeah, so I think one of the first things that we see a lot on Instagram is the polling feature. Mm-hmm. You know, I would say the influencers are doing it, brands are doing it. This is a built-in feature on Instagram.
It's
part of the stories. You can go on and you can easily do some polls to send out to your audience, and you can actually get some pretty good information out of it, depending on if Instagram is where your audience follows you.
Yeah, you can ask yes, no questions. So you could say, I've seen some influencers be like, should I buy this hat or this hat? Or you could say, do you like the use of XYZ at the event? Yes or no. It's cool because you can actually share the results like after they're done. So you could create another little story or slide to show your feedback. But I think it's a great way to kind of informally do some like market research. Kind of taking the poll feature one step further, you can actually do a series of questions or asking for feedback. So I actually saw the Dallas Morning News. They were asking their readers feedback on a newsletter. So they had 5 questions. It was a mixture of like open-ended questions and yes or no poll feature questions. And it was just asking all about like, would they rather see a newsletter every week? Would you rather see the content here or here? So they actually kind of built it out into a longer 5-question survey that I thought was kind of cool.
Yeah, but again, all these features are built in, so it's super easy to create it and to send it out to your audience.
Definitely. Going back to the Badass Ladies of DFW, prior to their panel event, they actually highlighted the members of their panel in little Instagram stories leading up to the event. So as a follower, you got a little bit of an insight into each of their panel discussion or their panel members in the weeks leading up to the event.
Yeah, I think that's a great way, too, to maybe highlight people that are coming to your event, speakers, influencers, which you could also take the highlights and you could do even go one step further and you could do an Instagram takeover. So that is where you essentially give your
keys to the social media, if you will.
Yes, the keys to the social media. You give it to, if you have an influencer coming to your show or some type of celebrity, have them do an Instagram takeover so that they are actually, reporting from your show, from your event, and doing stories and doing the cool things that they see through their eyes, but it's on your Instagram, so you are actually having that content curated for you.
And off of your event, if it's only a 2 or 3 day event, if you're working with, say, like crafters, if you're like a craft show, or if you're like an auto show, you can also leverage this takeover outside of your event. So you could do like a day in the life series or like a week in the life. Like, this is what my life or my life, if it's a lifestyle brand or if it's a company, this is what my business does in a week. So then you could kind of have them do that content that gives people more a glimpse into like the everyday life or week of what your audience is doing.
Yeah. So I think, again, I know I've said it multiple times, but all these are built-in tools. Mm-hmm. All you have to do is go to your Instagram story and you just can build and create whatever you want. We do suggest, though, that if you do this, it's better to do it beforehand, before you actually...
Just plan it out so you can have a consistent look to your graphics. You can have an idea of what the questions are, and you can just have a plan going in. Otherwise, you're like building each like story, pulling GIFs, and like doing the writing. Like, all it's just helpful if you kind of put it all together. And then I think it also helps you kind of sit and think before about what you really want it to accomplish. And then, I mean, just like any other marketing plan, you want to make sure you have the purpose of it, you have everything spelled right, and you can just go and deploy it.
Absolutely.
And I think I find most of my inspiration on Instagram by just following other brands. NASA does a really good job of stories, like making space really interesting for people who don't know high level like space stuff. The Dallas Morning News, like we talked about. even Betches.
Yeah, Betches does do some great stories, and they have great Instagram content.
Yeah, I mean, even sponsored content, if you're looking to kind of use this as like a sponsorship opportunity or a brand partnership. So yeah, I think just the more you can like look on Instagram, follow those people, see what they're doing, like there's no shame in copying.
Yeah, you can replicate that into whatever works for your own brand.
Definitely. So that's just a quick little update on things we've seen on Instagram, Instagram stories, and ways that you can get feedback and engage your audience.
And again, all of that costs you absolutely nothing.
It's free. And we like free.
We like free around here because, you know, the budget is no.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks, guys.
All right. Bye.